Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ernie Broglio. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Stevenson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Kroll. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Kroll. And now, play ball. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landrum. The throw from Stevenson and he is safe. Landrum steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to third. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Landrum scores. Banks scores. There goes Santo trying to get to third. Kolb throws the ball into Smith, who tags Santo for the out. It's 2-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Broglio covering, for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rosnovsky strikes out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Broglio takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 0 for 1 in the game. Amalfitano strikes out. 2 outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kolb takes first base on ball 4. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Stevenson reaches second base with a double. Kolb goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Gary Kroll is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kroll strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Stevenson scores. It's 4-2, Mets. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hiller scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lewis takes first base on ball 4. McMillan moves to second. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. McMillan scores. Lewis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith scores. 2 outs. It's 8-2, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Mets. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Kolb. Banks reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. 2 outs. Vic Rosnovsky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Sutherland now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Rosnovsky moves to second. It's 8-4, Mets. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kolb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kolb hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Williams. Kolb reaches second base with a double. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Kolb. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Kolb steals third. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kolb scores. It's 9-4, Mets. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sutherland bunts in front of the plate. Rosnovsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller strikes out. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Rosnovsky to Kessinger, and Stevenson is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Amalfitano is 0-for-2 in the game. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Harvey Keene now playing first base. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Smith is hit by the pitch. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutherland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kolb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kolb strikes out. 1 out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darryl Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Burton hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Landrum hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amalfitano moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams is hit by the pitch. Landrum moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Amalfitano scores. Landrum moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 9-5, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Santo takes first base on ball 4. Landrum scores. Williams moves to third. Keene moves to second. It's 9-6, Mets. Larry Miller now pitching. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for George Altman. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Burton now playing left field. Billy Heft now pitching. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hiller hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keene races to the bag, beating Lewis for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. McMillan moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Chris Krug pinch hits for Vic Rosnovsky. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0 for 1 in the game. Burton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Crane Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Amalfitano reaches second base with a double. Krug goes all the way around to score. It's 9-7, Mets. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landrum strikes out. Canizaro drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Landrum out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 7. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Krug now catching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kolb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kolb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Clouse now playing second base. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Tom Parsons now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Keene is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. 1 out. It's 9-8, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Santo is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Billy Heft. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 8. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Canizzaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Parsons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Parsons bunts in front of the plate. Krug fields it and throws to first for the out. Canizzaro moves to second. One out. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Canizzaro moves to third. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Klaus takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Keane juggles the ball. That's an error on Keane. Canizzaro scores. Klaus moves to second. It's 10-8, Mets. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got four RBIs. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krug is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-2 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Amalfitano hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kolb. Amalfitano reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. Burton moves to third. It's 10-9, Mets. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Glenn Beckert pinch hits for Don Landrum. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Beckert hits a line drive beyond third. Smith can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Burton scores. Amalfitano moves to third. It's Cubs, 10, Mets, 10. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 11-10, Cubs. Harvey Keane batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Keane takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert scores. Williams moves to third. Keane moves to second. It's 12-10, Cubs. Jim Bethke now pitching. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Abernathy is hit by the pitch. Williams scores. Keane moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 13-10, Cubs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Krug strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Keane scores. Santo moves to third. Abernathy moves to second. It's 14-10, Cubs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Bethke covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 14, and the Mets 10. The Mets will come to bat. Glenn Beckert now playing second base. Joey Amalfitano now playing shortstop. Harvey Keane now playing left field. Ellis Burton now playing center. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hickman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amalfitano fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kolb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kolb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canizaro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Canizaro is hit by the pitch. Kolb moves to second. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jim Bethke. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 14, and New York Mets, 10. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.